What's up, little psychos? I'm Investigator Slater, host of the Psychopedia podcast. Psychopedia is a true crime podcast delivering raw, real, and absolutely gripping episodes every single week. I dig deep to uncover fascinating details of heinous true crime cases while exploring criminology and psychology theories. I take you into the absolute darkest corners of the human psyche, my favorite territory, and present cases like you've never heard them before. Follow and listen to Psychopedia everywhere you get your podcasts. Station.
They love it on Nebula. They're wild about it on Taurinus. Even on Motus, where they don't like anything at all, they eat it up.
This is the Bob and Jeff Show, starring Bob Lutz.
I got tremendous pleasure from watching Dexter over the years. I don't know why you want to knock it.
Jeff Lutz.
I killed a guy in his sleep last
night. What is he, Bob Huggins? The only thing you offer this show,
I hated the voice,
is your 19 impersonations that sound the same.
97.5 and 1240 KFH.
Strap yourself in and feel.
Good afternoon. Welcome to Bob and Jeff on KFH. Bob not here today. Jason Duda is here. And Jason, how are you?
I'm fine, Jeff. How are you?
Oh, fantastic. You know, we had a coin flip last week. You were there.
I was there.
To determine who got today off and got to do the show with you.
I don't think it was quite that way. It was who got the day off and had to do the show.
Yeah, the other person had to do the show.
Yeah,
got to do the show. And I can't really say who won that flip, right? Because did the winner get to do the show with you?
I don't know.
Or
how
did the winner have to do the show?
Or did the winner have to do the show? The loser have to do the show with me?
That's what I'm asking.
I think it was the loser had to do the show with me.
Did you have to do the show or did you have to take the day off? What was the real loss there?
I don't know. That's between you two. I had no idea.
But
all I said is I could come in Friday and you guys were going to flip for it. And then you were both mad because one of you had to do it.
Wait,
that's exactly what happened.
We're not giving the exact results away.
Well, this is
maybe the winner gets to do the show, or maybe the loser has to take a day off. You know what I'm saying? Like, I can't.
Is that how you think it went?
I don't know.
Is that how you really think it
I'm
went?
Not sure
deep
how
down
it went.
In your soul, can you sit over there and just say, "Yeah, you know, it was just I couldn't wait to win so I could do the show with dudes
on
Friday."
All I know is Bob called Tails. It was Tails, and Bob is not here
and
today.
Bob bailed.
How did I get stuck with heads? Why do I let him call?
Because you said you call it.
Yeah, I know. Because I flipped it.
Well, then
I could have even cheated. That's the whole thing.
Why didn't you then?
I don't know. I should have. And I tried to, because you tried to call it once for him, and you called Tails for him, and it came out Tails. It was on my phone, so I didn't let anybody see that.
Oh, but then, I actually called it, right?
Yeah.
But
for Bob.
For Bob.
And then so I figured we'll flip it again. This time I'll win because I lost last time. It's 50-50 proposition. We know it doesn't quite work that way, which, again, is why I'm in this seat right now.
Poor guy.
It is unfortunate.
Well, it's a good thing. You can carry the show today.
Do you have any availability next week for another coin flip?
I don't know. I'll see. I'll have to talk to you guys and see where you're at.
You don't know?
I don't know if I feel welcomed after what happened at the house. It was a little, it hurt my feelings a little bit.
But I
slept fine, though, that
yeah,
whole night.
Yeah, I figured you probably did.
I did.
There was no losing a minute of sleep.
No.
Except I heard maybe this afternoon.
Oh, I would have loved to have had some sleep after work this morning and got home and I knew it was supposed to be quiet because my wife was going to go to her aunt's place and then I got a text saying, oh, I'm not going, I'm going to come home and we'll do yard work.
Oh, goodness.
Now, to her credit, she didn't say, oh, yeah, you have to come out and do yard work, but...
But shouldn't you have taken it that way? I mean,
I felt like I should go and help out because there was some... there was some heavy, heavy stuff that needed to be taken care of.
Okay.
Rocks and digging out these huge plants. And so I didn't get to have a little nap.
Unfortunate.
So worked all the way. And then we sat down at about 12:40. And then I'm here.
So are you running on fumes? Or do you feel like
straight fumes? but I got some sugar. I'm going to have some more caffeine. I'm going to go chug a coffee at break.
Man.
And then I'll be fine until 4:37 this afternoon.
Oh, that's perfect.
And then it just crash city.
So you'll have time to spare once we go off the air. What a run that was.
I got to time it right so I can drive home. I got to make sure I can drive.
It's about a 25-minute drive probably home.
Depending on the traffic on a Friday at 4 o'clock.
We don't want that Kellogg Friday 4 o'clock traffic.
No, please no.
Clear out for us.
Yes.
Drive safely if you're on Kellogg right now.
Shouldn't they just pull over and let us go through?
That would be nice.
Wouldn't that be great?
Or some kind of police escort?
That would be good. You think maybe there's a police officer listening right now that could just wait outside.
Perfect.
At 4 o'clock and just take us, escort us back to the west side.
We're doing a service to the community.
Basically, I think we are.
We should get something in return for that.
I agree.
We're entertaining the entire city of Wichita right now.
Every single person.
Isn't that crazy?
It's hard to believe.
400,000 people are being entertained right now by us.
And that's just in the city. I mean, you want to add the surrounding area.
The Odyssey app, which goes worldwide,
I assume. It's millions. Literally millions today.
If not billions.
Could possibly be.
I can't wait to see the ratings for this show.
It's going to be unbelievable.
Through the roof. Did you hear my guy Rick Carlisle on the Jim Rome show?
I did a little bit on the way here.
He's a pretty classy guy, right?
He's a good player.
Did you feel like jumping in with the Pacers
when you
heard that?
You know what? I did not. Not at all. Didn't even cross my mind.
They're such a likable team.
But I will say, I will say, I was driving. I'm like, oh, Jeff's probably loving this.
Oh, I loved it. I got in the car. I didn't get to hear the beginning because I was still at work. But I got in the car. Well, that's Rick Carlisle. My goodness gracious. And he's talking about my guys.
Your guys.
Yes.
Your guys all the way.
What a choice I made.
Oh, man.
And it wasn't really a choice. They kind of chose me, but I chose them, the Indiana Pacers. And we're in the midst of, we're not in the midst
yet. In the midst of nothing.
But we're coming up on playoff baseball, and here I am fired up about the Indiana Pacers. What does that tell you?
I don't think you're that big of a baseball fan, to tell you the truth, anymore. I think you got a bit of an issue going on.
There's something.
I'm just trying to be honest with you.
I never thought that these two things would conflict, but if the Guardians play deep into October, I might have a choice to make at some point.
What are you going
to
do?
Watch the Guardians.
Yeah, that's what I would think so. Rather than the first five games in a...
I mean, yeah, probably.
NBA season.
But they're both ultimately going to break my heart.
Guaranteed.
Which adds one heartbreak to the list. I used to only have one per year, and that was when the Guardians season ended, usually in spectacularly disappointing fashion. Now I have the Pacers, who kind of out of nowhere made the conference finals last year and broke my heart again. So
it's twice a year now.
When's the last time your heart was broken by a sports team? Was it your own?
Man. No, it would have been when I was a kid as a fan. Probably when the MLB went on strike and the Expos were probably the favorites to win the whole thing.
Really? So that
because I was an Expos fan back then.
27 at that point. No. You're like 17 at that point.
Yeah.
I did some bad math.
Yeah.
Yeah, you're
right
like
around
18,
there.
19.
Yeah, I was in, where was I? I was in Saskatoon. So you're right. Right around 17.
And the Expos had a...
The Expos then, and then as a kid, like from maybe till I was like 10, the Edmonton Eskimos, now the Elks, were my favorite football team in the Confused Football League.
Of course.
So I did really like them as a kid, and that stopped.
And if you had lived in Wichita at that time, you would have gotten to listen to an Expos Yankees World Series. Did you know that?
That year?
Yes.
Why?
Our friend Mike Kennedy called he made up the games between the Yankees and the Expos in the World Series and called the games.
Who won?
I don't remember. Had to be the Yankees, right?
That's just awful if they did.
The Yankees had the best record. It should have been the Indians.
Why
didn't he put the Indians at Expos? That's something people would have really enjoyed. The Yankees?
Yeah, who listens to them?
No one.
Nobody.
They have no following anywhere
whatsoever. Cleveland around here, I mean, they got to be. How many Cleveland fans are there? Two?
Four or five at least.
There is. You guys have doubled in the last year.
I've been told about one. I know two. There's me. And I think there might be one more. So that's five.
That's five.
Impressive.
Ratings would have been really good for that.
Perhaps.
Maybe.
Speaking of, what were we talking about?
I don't know. Where were we? Are we bouncing around?
Seems like
does
it.
That what ha- is, does that normal?
Pretty much.
Yeah,
I mean, first segment, it's first and 20. And if we're not going to argue like Bob and me, then we might as well just hit every possible topic and have no material left for the rest of the show.
Well, there's no, there's nothing to argue about. We haven't talked about anything.
Not yet.
Oh, we're going to?
I don't think so.
Why would we?
The Royals are in the playoffs with their very next victory or a Minnesota Twins loss. The Tigers, I think, are the same. I'm pretty sure they own the tiebreaker over the Twins also. So you're going to have three teams from the American League Central in the playoffs. It's just not the three we would have thought even as recently as a couple weeks ago when Minnesota was still very squarely in the race. The Detroit Tigers, who should feel more about their team right now? Should Tigers fans be happier than Twins fans are angry or vice versa?
Oh, that's tough.
It's a tough one.
That's tough.
Yes.
I'd say Detroit, you're probably happier because you weren't expecting this.
Yeah.
And they go 9-1 in their last 10, and I think Minnesota's 3-7.
I think
that's
you're
it right there.
Because I prefer it. If I'm going to lose, I'd rather it's because someone was better than me. Not necessarily because I backed up. The Twins most certainly backed up. They've been awful. But the Twins grabbed it. And if I'm going to lose, I want it to be taken from me. I don't want it to give it to somebody else. You know what I'm saying?
I do. And Detroit did. And I didn't think they were going to do this. They were
a month and
a half ago, they were out of everything.
They traded Jack Flaherty. There was talk they might trade Tarik Skubal, which thank goodness for them,
they didn't.
Because they're probably not even close to being in this position without him. Their pitching has been fantastic. Their offense has been just good enough. And they're going to be in the playoffs, and they're going to play probably, this is where I get confused, they'll probably be the four, right?
Well,
no, Baltimore will be the four.
Baltimore is the four.
And Detroit is the six right now, right? So it'd be Houston, Detroit, Kansas City, Baltimore.
Right.
How happy is Tom Thurber right now?
Tom Thurber's got to be over the moon.
I would think he is.
Our former producer and engineer out of the great state of Michigan, currently in the so-so state of Alabama.
So here's one. Who would you rather have right now as a roster going into the playoffs, Detroit or Kansas City?
Whew.
That's
Probably Kansas City because I'm rolling out Lugo, Reagan's Singer. Right?
Well, Lugo and Reagan's for sure. I know Singer's going tonight. I don't know if will he be in that rotation. I guess he would be.
He's got to be.
You know, I don't know. Do you throw Waka in there?
Waka could be in there.
When
does that series start? We don't even really know when that series will start.
I don't know if we can say that we know exactly when they start because they got to get there for sure. But let's be honest. I think that's all it is, unless they both get swept and Minnesota sweeps. That's the only way Minnesota gets in.
That doesn't seem too likely. But you never know. Crazier things have happened. It's tough to beat the Braves because the Braves are in kind of the same position. They're fighting for their postseason lives. The Royals are fighting maybe a little less hard because they are in the driver's seat. But they've got the Hurricane, the Mets and the Braves are playing Monday. The Royals and the Braves are playing supposedly this weekend. This thing might take us into November, for crying out loud.
Yeah, who knows when it's going to end up actually finishing up.
And then...
But this is big for... Like, Kansas City needs to win. That way they don't have to use Lugo or Reagan's in the next two games.
Right.
Wouldn't you say?
That would help.
Well, I would think
so. But you got to get there first, right? But
very true,
if they win,
that's why they need to just knock this out tonight.
That would be the best plan of action. Why are they postponing the Braves Mets?
Did they? Well,
they because
of the storm.
And that was in Atlanta, though, right?
Yeah.
And they're still in Atlanta, but they're going to be able to play tonight at 6:20 right here on KFH.
There you go. Look at could we have done that any better?
Just amazing.
Professionals.
And also in the American League Central, you have the plight of the Chicago White Sox who just swept the Angels. To avoid, so far, being the all-time losingest team in the history of modern Major League Baseball. And now they have Detroit, which needs a win. So Detroit's going to get one, right?
Well,
what if the White Sox
not,
sweep
because,
Detroit?
Well, what happens, say the White Sox win tonight, right? And Minnesota loses. Well, Detroit's probably not going to pitch anybody, are they?
You wouldn't think.
I wouldn't. That would make no sense.
No.
So they might be able to sweep them. If they can get tonight's game and Minnesota loses, they might rest a guy or two as well.
And they have Garrett Crochet, the White Sox, set him up. So they could try to mess with the Tigers a little bit. So they could try to play the spoiler. How about that? That's what the season comes down to for the Chicago White Sox. Trying to avoid losing their 121st game and trying to keep the Detroit Tigers, who have a 99.3% playoff odds as we sit here today, to keep them from the postseason.
Well, why not?
Wild.
Why not? It's still there. And who's going to come out of the National League? Or how are they going to finish in that anyway?
I don't know. It's a jumbled mess. The American League has five teams, well, six, with 97% or better playoff odds. The National League has 7 teams with 59% or better, and one of those teams is going to get left out. There's a team right now with better than 50-50 odds to get in the playoffs who's going to be not in. Isn't that crazy?
It's nuts. Nuts, man. Always is.
Always. Every year.
It'll be an interesting weekend, that's for sure.
Even when you expand the playoffs, there's still races and things that come down to
the... Do you think it's good that they've expanded it like
no,
they have?
No, of course not.
It's almost too much, isn't it?
It shouldn't be that hard to win the World Series after a season that long. You should be rewarded for the season that you've had over the course of 162 games.
I agree. See, we're agreeing on this.
There's no arguments.
There is none.
By the way, baseball coverage on KFH is brought to you by T-Mobile. Head to T-Mobile.com and get a great deal on an iPhone 16 Pro. You want to set up the show today?
Why wouldn't we?
It is a doozy.
Is it?
It's pretty good. Travis Clayton.
Heard of him.
Your old line mate with the Wichita Thunder. We both watched Shorzy, right?
Yes.
And when
we both watched Slapshot, right?
Yeah.
No.
One of the great movies.
Just do it.
Okay.
Okay.
So, I mean, it's easy as that, right? So, in Shorzy, when Shorzy's line goes in, they say, Shorzy's line, go in.
Yeah.
When they put yours and Clayton's line in, what'd they say?
Clayton's.
Really?
Well, you always use the centerman.
Okay.
So whoever's the centerman on the line, it's that's the line
sense.
That goes.
I was fearful there'd be an actual reason for it, and not that you were getting slighted, but you know, we do what
I don't
we
think
can.
So.
No.
No.
Just the centerman.
Whoever's the centerman on the line, that's whose line's up.
I can't wait to introduce him as a former centerman. One of my favorite hockey terms.
Yeah, I don't
want to watch hockey this year.
I don't know why that's one of your favorite terms.
It's just fun to say.
Centerman.
They don't say centerman in basketball.
Like cinnamon.
Centerman. Centerman.
Cinnamon.
At 2:45, Jason maybe has a game.
What?
It's
I've
Friday.
I've been busy all day.
I mean, maybe.
I got one, though.
Is it between me and Max, or is it just...
We can.
We can. It's up to you.
I've been hooked on these... just random general questions.
Those are fun.
That I like to, and I like to see how many I got some that I liked.
How many do you get right usually? So like triple that, and that'll be us.
You guys will do better than I will. Let's be honest. I'm not good at most of this stuff.
I think maybe you know more than we think you do.
I doubt it.
You don't really like to let on.
I'm not that, no.
How much you know. At 3 o'clock, we'll do picks. We'll be joined by Max Power, who's over on the other side of this computer I'm looking over.
We're doing picks today?
Yeah.
What are the games?
Well, they were sent, I think.
Really? Who sent them?
Bob, 2 days ago.
2 days
ago? There's your email address right there.
I think his stuff goes to junk. That's why I never see it.
Well, I wonder why that is.
I don't know.
And we'll have the big fella Anthony and Bob will call in. Joanna Chadwick at 325. Did you catch my Friday Five this morning?
No.
The five best games.
Dude,
in the
did I not
area.
Just go over my morning?
I thought maybe
3:45 a.m. until what time did I got until 2?
I just no scanned time. Through it while no. you were driving or something.
What are your five games?
Do you want to know my five games?
I do.
I'll tell you right now before we take a break, because these are some good ones. We got a good slate of games. I try to include some teams we don't always include, but it's going to get harder as the season goes along and the good teams separate. We got Collegiate Andale.
Oh, okay.
We have Winfield, which is surprisingly 3-0 against McPherson. We have Capen at Northwest, a couple of 3-0 City League teams. I have no idea why Max just left.
Oh, he's back.
He's here. And we have Sedgwick at Marion, another battle of 3-0 teams, and Goddard Eisenhower against Salinas Central.
Well, there you have it.
So those are your games. My Friday Five. We'll take a break right now. Come back and talk to the aforementioned Clates. That is, of course, Travis Clayton, who's coming down to Wichita from his native Canada to be the Thunder hockey assistant coach. And we can't wait to catch up with Travis, who I heard knows Jason a little bit. Stay with us. Travis Clayton, Bob and Jeff, KFH.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And we have the podcast Office Ladies. Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories and lots of laughs.
Follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
This is the Bob and Jeff Show.
We'll go to the IHOP hotline, brought to you by IHOP, and talk to a familiar face, although we don't get to see it, a familiar voice in Travis Clayton. He's going to be the new Thunder assistant coach under Bruce Ramsey this upcoming season. Travis, how's it going? Welcome back.
It's going good. Thanks for having me.
Absolutely. So you're getting your professional coaching career underway. Could you have thought of a better spot to do that in Wichita? And tell us how that kind of all came together.
No, I actually couldn't dream of a better situation, right? I spent 11 good years there, and I'm excited to get back there and help out Bruce on the coaching part. And it started in the spring a little bit, kind of snowballing, talking back and forth, and then it just just came all together here in a few months, about 2 months ago, I'd say. We're excited. It'd be different for our family, that's for sure.
Rooster, what is going on?
Yeah, surprise, surprise.
Why don't you give everybody a little background after you finished playing and retired and went home? I know you were coaching a little bit back there. Just give everybody a little bit of the last 10, 15 years for you.
Yeah, like when I finished up playing, I knew I wanted to get into coaching, and I got an opportunity back home in Lloydminster. I started coaching the elite division. I did that for about three, four years, and I had some success there. Then I moved to the junior ranks, coached in the same place in Lloyd for 3 years, and then I moved on to a couple other places. And yeah, I just kept involved in hockey, coaching in the elite division, and then this came about, and I jumped all over it.
Talking with Travis Clayton, he is the new Wichita Thunder assistant coach. Thunder begin their season on October 18th here at Interest Bank Arena. So yeah, you're obviously a Thunder icon. You've got your jersey up in the rafters. Jason Duda has his as well, but you've never coached before, so at least at this level. So what type of coach do you want to be? What type of coach do you think you'll be? And how do you kind of go about learning the tricks of the trade, as it were?
Yeah, I got a lot of buddies that are coaching, right? They said coaching's coaching, right? Doesn't matter whatever level you're coaching at, right? So I've been involved in coaching at, not the pro ranks, but, at elite division, junior division for about, 10, 11 years. So, I'm familiar with the coaching part, my philosophy, I'm just the support rammer. I'm an assistant coach. I'm going to help him, wherever he needs help. players coach, you know, the biggest thing I believe in is, you know, players have to trust you, you know, and believe in you. And if not that, the players will go through the wall for you. And that's how I am. You know, I still keep in contact with a lot of guys that I've coached, either playing pro or going to school yet. And I just believe in, you know, having a good relationship with your players goes a long ways.
Rooster, where are you at right now? Are you back home still? Or are you heading down? When? What's your plans for getting down here? And then on the other side of that, how much have you kind of helped with Rammer this summer? Or did you not quite get involved in that because you weren't sure exactly what was going on?
Yeah, no, I'm still up in Canada. I'm leaving on Sunday. My family's staying up here. Both my boys are in hockey, and it just wasn't a fit for them to get down there this year. So they're going to stay up here and play hockey up here. And my wife's going to stay teaching up here, and I'll make my way down there on Sunday. And so, yeah, it'll be a challenge for us, but you know, they've supported me in everything. So it's, you know, it'll be okay that way. With the recruiting part, I helped Rammer out, you know, a little bit. Some of the guys that I know, last year I got Kobe Walker down there halfway through the year, and he's going to be back again this year. And then I got two other players that I used to coach, and they're from the Lloydminster area. One is a defenseman, TJ Lloyd. He played at Bowling Green and Alaska University. He's a high-end skilled D-man that skates really well, puck mover. He'll be a good addition to our hockey team. And then as well, I got another forward, Parker Suretsky, who I coached as well. He's coming down too. So he did a little bit of pro last year in a few spots, and he's looking forward to the opportunity in Wichita as well. So yeah, no, I had a little bit of help on that, and other than that, Rammer did the rest. So, but yeah, no, I'm excited.
So you're going to be down here by yourself in your old stomping grounds. How safe do you feel with that, Rooster?
Well, I got the in-laws, so I'll be living with them, so they'll keep a good eye on me, right? So, yeah. So, no, they'll be, you know, I'm going to stay there this year, and it'll be good. And, you know, I'm not going to be around very much anyways. It's a pretty busy schedule, 72 games, right? And I think they play 3 or 4 a week. So it's pretty chaotic, and, you know, it'll be tough. But, yeah, I'll be able to watch my boys on TV down there anyway, so it'll be okay.
Travis Clayton, our guest, former Thunder player, now going to be their assistant coach. So you talked about your in-laws, and, you know, we know that your son, one of them was born here. You met your wife here. So when the decision is made that they're staying, those two in particular, do they miss Wichita? Do they have fond memories of Wichita? Do they say, hey, I really want to go? How does that conversation go? And what is their current relationship kind of with Wichita? How often do they get back down?
Yeah, no, obviously it's eating my wife up. Like, she's having a hard time with it, right? She's stuck up here in the Canadian weather, and I'm going down to Kansas. She's a little, it's frustrating. She'd love to be down there, right? She's got family down there and a lot of friends. So, but it just didn't work out this year, and we'll see what happens next year. And for my boy, like Reese, you know, he was born there, but he doesn't know a whole lot about Wichita kind of thing. Now, we go there and visit quite a bit in the summers, but he's a Canadian boy. He loves the outdoors out here and loves hockey. So I know to get him to go down there, but you never know. I'll have to twist his arm a bit more, but he's a Canadian. He likes the outdoors, likes hunting, fishing, all that stuff up here. Yeah, we'll just take it year by year and day by day and see what happens. And but yeah, no, there we. That was one of the reasons why, you know, I took this job, is just, you know, the familiar with Wichita, my in-laws being down there and all that. But it's just a great situation for my family as well.
Clayton, I don't know, did you really think this out at all? Because do you realize that if you're on the road, unless things have changed, which they probably have since I was there, but did you realize that your roommate would be Jason Malls on the road?
I bet I'll be.
Well, dude, I hope you got it in your contract. You get your own room.
I might have to put that in my contract.
Wow, I hope he's not listening.
Yeah, you're getting a call here, probably. Yeah, no, I never even thought of that. Jeez, man, yeah. I should have had you as my.
You probably should have gave me a call. I could have gave you a heads up on a few things, but that's all right, buddy.
Yeah, yeah. Jeez, is that what you did when you were an assistant coach?
Yeah, that's who I got most of the time. Me and Malzy. Boy, let me tell you. One guy was in bed at 8 o'clock at night, and the other guy came home at 8 in the morning. I'm going to let you figure out which was which.
Okay. Wow.
That one's probably not too tough to figure out. So Travis, before...
Oh, not at all.
Yeah, so before we let you go, I know you've talked about some of the players. What type of team do you expect the Thunder to kind of look like this year? I know some of that is not in your guys' hands with the affiliation and everything like that, but you've talked with Ramsey. How do you guys want to play? What do you want to kind of look like and be your identity on the ice?
Well, yeah, I think Graham over the last few years has had some, he's had some good players. They had a skilled hockey team, that pucks well and all that. I think, we're going to have a similar team with, high-end skilled guys. And obviously, you got to add a little bit of grit in there, too. And I know that they have that. And I think we have a good mixture of guys. And I think we just, it all depends what you get from San Jose, right, to sprinkle in what we have. And if, we get a few players from San Jose, I think we're going to have a good hockey team, a very competitive hockey team that, make some noise this year.
Very good, man. Well, we appreciate it. Safe travels this weekend when you head down to Wichita. We look forward to seeing you back with the Thunder, and we'll catch up with you again very soon, I'm sure.
Absolutely. Thanks, guys, for having me. I look forward to seeing you guys.
See you, Rooster. Be good, man.
All right. Thanks a lot, Travis.
Okay. Bye, guys.
There goes Rooster.
The Rooster.
And he has that nickname.
Can't tell you.
Because...
Can't tell you.
Oh, really?
Can't tell you. Nope.
Man,
not my place to say anything.
What do you mean?
It's not my place to say anything. I can't. I can't. Maybe during break I might tell you two idiots, but that'll be it. No, because then you'll say something later.
No, I won't.
Okay.
Does that go for everybody's nickname or just the controversial ones?
It's really not controversial. It's not what anybody's thinking, but it could be taken a lot of different ways.
Well, the only two ways I can think of it so far is extremely controversial.
Well, it's not.
So it's a pretty easy one?
It's very...
So you didn't answer my question. Is that a code? I'm not going to reveal the origin of anybody's nickname in hockey? Unless it's easy
normally
like
you don't. Normally you don't talk. I don't know if you really talk about it. Some are pretty easy. Like,
yeah, it's just last name and some kind of spin on it.
But we called, there was a guy, friends of ours too, Travis and myself, Jeff Leiter. We thought his name was Jeff Leiter, but it was actually pronounced Leiter. But
yes.
It was Leiter, so I started calling him Heavy, Leiter Heavy. And Heavy stuck. And really? Then halfway through the season, he goes, my name's not Leiter, it's Leiter. And we're like, oh, well, you're still Heavy now.
You could have got something going with the metric system. You guys are all Canadian, figured it out.
Yeah, exactly.
Who knows?
Kilograms.
Time to play the game.
It is time to play the game. I got mesmerized there for a second by Triple H's music, which is fantastic. And it is Friday, so Jason has the game.
All right. Oh, it's my turn to talk?
Yeah, you can if you want to.
Okay, so you guys...
I know, I zoned out too.
You guys are going to play against each other in this. General knowledge questions again.
Jeff V. Max is what you're saying.
Jeff V. Max...
General knowledge.
I will give you the, I'll tell you what category we are in, and then I want a number from 1 to 10. That'll be the question I will ask you guys. Pretty simple.
Makes sense to me.
And as a former champion of the game, Max will go first.
Has he ever won?
When did I ever win?
You must have been playing Bob.
Really former.
I get beat all out.
Okay. Food. Of course. Why wouldn't it be food?
Of course it would be.
All right. 1 to 10. Which question would you like, Max?
Question 7.
Number 7. What was the first food eaten in space? Yeah, some are easy, some are tough.
Nah, this is one, if you, unless you know it, you don't know it.
Tang.
Know? No.
It's not a food. Do I get a chance to steal?
You can steal.
I'll just guess peanut butter.
Applesauce.
Ah.
Close. Dang Jeff, it. Give me a number.
We're still in food.
Yep.
7.
He just said 7.
He did? I thought he said 10.
Oh, my. Jeez.
Holy.
Holy.
3.
Which famous soft drink was invented in 1892?
I know that. Coca-Cola.
You are correct.
Yeah,
Jeffrey.
Boy.
On the board, 1-0. We're going to stay in the food category for one more question each.
Okay.
Max, which number would you like?
6.
If you ordered an omelet Arnold Bennett, what fish would you find in it?
Anchovy.
Incorrect.
Salmon?
Haddock. Man, you got some rough ones there,
yeah,
Max.
Yeah, some really tough questions.
Okay, Jeff, you get one more
what
in food.
What was his last choice?
He was 6.
I'll take 5.
What are the names of the Rice Krispie mascots?
Snap.
Jeez.
Crackle.
Pop. Correct. See?
Man.
Max, you got terrible numbers.
That was unfortunate for Max.
All right.
At least I didn't steal his question, so he's still in it.
Okay, we're going to go to some pop culture questions.
Pop culture. This should be right up Max's alley if they're from the 20th century.
All right, Max, pick a number.
9.
Who did Forbes name the youngest self-made billionaire ever in 2019?
Facebook dude.
No.
Can't think of his name.
It's not him.
Not him? Mark Zuckerberg.
No.
He just said it wasn't him.
Yeah, but I
probably wouldn't have ended up guessing him. Billionaire. I have no idea. Justin Bieber.
If I said the Kardashians, Kylie Jenner.
Really? Okay.
Yes.
Ignore the Kardashians.
All right.
Yeah, that was,
Jeff,
that
pick
was
a number.
Unfortunate. He said what?
I don't know. Just pick 9. One and I'll tell you
I
if you're wrong
9.
Or not.
8.
What is Quentin Tarantino's most popular film?
Oh.
Pulp Fiction. It's so bad for him. It is so bad. You need to pick better numbers.
Oh, Bob.
You're so
Bob
bad
would be
at picking.
Losing his marbles right
oh,
now.
I wish it was happening.
I do, too. Like, that's crazy. Like, just, all right, we'll stay in pop culture. Max, you pick.
3. Oh, I'm sorry. 3. Never mind.
Oh, Max. Jesus.
Again?
How long did it take to get Jim Carrey into makeup for How the Grinch Stole Christmas?
Yeah, good luck. Anywhere from never to forever is your range.
Well, there is an opportunity to get it. I mean, let's be honest.
Sure.
There is a chance. He's he's looking up in the sky.
And his guess was?
What's your guess?
5 hours.
Is that what he said the first time?
No.
I said 6. 6
But
hours.
What are you going with?
I go with 5. 5 or 6 hours.
5's correct.
Whatever. You can't do that.
5's correct.
How many guesses does a guy get?
Well, he got 1 guess. I asked what he
but
really
he said
wanted.
6 the first time.
I didn't quite hear it. I thought he said it, but I wasn't sure,
he
so
did.
I gave him a chance. Well, it's 3-1. Calm down.
I'm not that calm.
Okay, pick a number.
Number 1, if it hasn't been chosen.
Speaking of Seinfeld, which is on the TV program right
it
now,
is.
Which superhero is referenced in every episode of Seinfeld? Well, if he doesn't get it, you got it. You can steal if he doesn't get it.
There's a superhero referenced in every episode of Seinfeld? I guess Superman.
Excellent. Like, how do you... You're right.
I mean, that's the only superhero I can remember
see,
ever
he's
being
whining
referenced.
That you got... You were like 5, 6, 5, 6... And then he's like, I don't know, Superman.
He's not referenced in every episode.
Every
he is. It's on the refrigerator. He has magnets and stuff on the refrigerator.
So every time
that's not
fridge
really a
is
reference,
shown.
But okay.
Calm down.
I'm calm.
We're staying in pop culture. We're doing another one.
Okay.
Like Max.
2.
What is the name of the boat in Jaws?
Quentin's boat? Quint's boat.
The boat. I mean,
it has to have a name.
Yes, I know that.
Not
too.
Just who it belongs to.
And I mean, it.
Fair Lady.
No.
I don't know.
Orca.
Orca?
Orca.
Okay. I've never seen Jaws.
All right, what, Jeff?
It came out before I was born. You know this, Max. You know my rule.
Jeff, give me a number. Yeah, it's awful. His rules are just ridiculous.
Not 10, I don't think has been guessed.
What is the longest running Broadway show of all time?
I know this because I heard it recently, but I don't have it still in my brain. It's not, I think it's Phantom of the Opera.
Is that your guess?
Yes.
You are correct.
Thank you.
Man. We better get out of that category.
On a roll.
Have I missed one yet?
Like yes, you have.
Culture. I have?
You want to stay in pop culture, Max?
Sure, yeah.
Okay. All right, we're staying in pop culture. Max, you pick the... He's up, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Three.
We've already done three, so
Bob,
four. Yore. What is Jack Nicholson's famous line from The Shining?
Here's Johnny.
And Max is back on the board.
Finally.
5-2.
5-2.
Jeff.
I don't think I've missed one.
Okay. If you believe it.
I don't think I've missed one of my own questions.
Oh.
Give me whichever one.
There's 5, 6, 7.
7.
In what city does the TV show Mad Men take place?
Oh, I don't know, but I think... It's an ad company, obviously. It's going to be a big city. I feel like it's not L.A.?
Incorrect. Would you like to steal?
Manhattan.
New York.
Did you say the city?
I got to give it to him.
I knew it was going to be.
I got to give it to him. 5-3.
I knew it was going to be either New York.
Manhattan.
I know. I was just...
L.A.
Or it had to be, right?
And I talked myself into L.A., and by the time I did that, I didn't believe it anymore. But, all right, so such is life. It's Max's turn.
All right, let's go to sports.
Okay, yes, let's go to sports.
Max, 1-10.
8 for the late, great Peter McNabb.
Which water sport
what?
Is the official state individual sport of Hawaii?
Surfing.
Very good, Max.
It's got to be.
5-4 all of a sudden.
No, it's not.
It's a comeback.
Give me a
just
break.
Just like that. Pick a number, Jeff.
1.
Which is the... Well, here you go. It'd be, if it's not 6-4, you can never do this show again.
Okay.
Which is the only NFL team to go a whole season undefeated, including the Super Bowl?
The Jason Dudas. The Miami Dolphins.
You are correct.
Thank you, Mercury Morris, RIP.
Max, give me a number.
6.
In 1900, what weird Olympic event happened during the Summer Games in Paris? It's like he picks the most difficult question.
Even in sports.
Like you just,
which is what this show
there is.
There is
not a chance what? Either one of you or anybody driving right now and listening to this show without popping it up on your phone is going to get this answer.
Well, say that. What's the question again?
In 1900, what weird Olympic event happened during the Summer Games in Paris?
Hopscotch.
No. Jeff, you want to steal?
Nude wrestling.
Live pigeon shooting.
Nope, I didn't get it. You're right.
Paris had a problem.
All right, Jeff, give me a number.
9, if it's available.
Forrest Gump excelled at what sport?
Well, there's 2.
But he excelled at what sport?
Well, there were 2.
Well, there's one answer.
He was on All-American in football.
He was.
But I assume they're looking for ping pong.
You are correct. Ping pong it is.
Thank you.
Max, we'll stay in sports.
Thank you, Jenny. Let's see. 5.
Okay. Max, I have said this 1,000 times on this show. What is Canada's national sport?
Lacrosse.
Yes. Thank you, Max.
Why is that always a question? I'm so tired of that question. Just give me one.
No, you got to pick.
What are the numbers
2,
available?
3, 4, 7...
4.
In which sport are the terms stale fish and mule kick used?
Mule kick. So that's like mixed martial arts.
No. Would you like to steal?
No.
He's not even going to try?
Snowboarding.
Okay. I'll take your word for it.
Snowboarding.
All right. We've got time for maybe 2 or 3 more rounds.
You want another sports or do you want to go to a different category?
New category.
Travel or animals?
Animals.
Okay, animals, sure.
Okay, animals is tough. Go ahead, Max, pick a number.
One.
A snail can sleep for how many years? Yeah, I didn't know that. See? Exactly. Not how long. How many years?
Two.
Incorrect. Jeff?
Five.
Three.
Goodness gracious.
Yes, that's a long time. Jeff, pick a number.
Nine.
The fingerprints of which animal extremely resemble human fingerprints?
A gorilla.
Incorrect. Max, would you like to steal?
Sure. Raccoon.
Incorrect. It's a koala.
Oh, my goodness.
How about
it is?
That? I know. I don't know.
All right. Two more. Two more.
All right.
We'll stay in animals for both.
Okay. Max, go ahead. Pick a number.
Seven.
Which animal has the highest blood pressure?
Yeah.
Get him on amlodipine.
Think about it. Think about it.
Monkey.
Incorrect.
Humans.
A giraffe.
Okay.
Because of his neck.
Of course.
I don't. You guys.
I don't equate neck with blood pressure. I apologize. All right.
Who's up?
Me.
Pick a number.
Four.
Four. Which animal never sleeps? Oh. I told you, these ones are hard.
I know that one.
Do you?
Yes. Never sleeps?
Yeah.
An ant.
No.
Hummingbird.
Incorrect. A bullfrog.
What?
Never?
Never sleeps.
All right, last round.
Last round. You want to stay here?
Yes.
Okay.
No, let's do travel.
You want
Is that
one?
The last category?
Yeah, you want one out of travel?
Yeah.
Okay. Pick a number.
So we hit every category.
Max, pick a number.
Four.
The longest boardwalk in the world exists in which city and state?
Under the boardwalk.
We'll be having some fun.
I don't think it's Atlantic City, New Jersey, but I'll say Atlantic City, New Jersey.
You are correct.
Yeah, why wouldn't it be? What's the score?
7-6
So he
for
could
Jeff.
Tie.
Yeah, funny there's a chance.
If he steals
if he gets
here.
This.
Number two.
Which city has more cars than it does people?
New York.
Incorrect. Wrong continent.
Well.
Oh, I'm just saying.
You can't tell Max that.
Oh, well, he's got a chance now.
He does now.
He ain't getting this. Don't worry about it. You're
okay.
Fine. There's not a chance.
What was the question?
Which city has more cars than it does people? It's in Italy, Max, but I'm not going to tell you. You're still not going to get it.
Tuscany.
San Marino.
There you have it.
There you have
San
it.
Marzano.
Jeff
holds on.
Is
Yahoo.
The winner.
Reigning defending champion. We need a break.
Hey, how
right
about
now.
This real quick?
Okay.
Out of 12, how many dogs survived the Titanic disaster?
Zero.
Three
is correct.
Oh, that doesn't count, though.
Oh, I don't know.
Doesn't count.
We'll talk about it over break and come back with final judgment later on.
All right, we'll do picks next. Bob will join us. The big fella will be here as well. Stay with us. Hour number two of Bob and Jeff coming up on KFH.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.